You are listening to Audio Drama in a Darker Shade at darkerprojects.com. And now our feature presentation.
Previously on Generation 1.
You've been in stasis for over 400 years. The Earth is ready for you to reclaim it.
What are you talking about? Who are you?
Stasis burns apparently to the neurocortical fibers, resulting in memory loss. Significant intervention may be needed.
This is the place you said to meet, but why come here?
As leader of this tribe, I determine where and when and why we meet. Unless you wish to become one with the ancestors.
It is I that have called you here, and it is I that shall be followed. That is the merest sample of what lies in store for any of you who defies my authority.
Lord Guardian will provide us with machinery that will convey us to this other place of the ancestors, and we will bring any of the survivors here.
How do we know that this isn't a trap? I withdraw the question, Lord Guardian.
Doc, how long can we expect to live, what with all the changes to Earth while we slept?
I really don't know, Aaron.
Are you sure there's nothing out there that's harmful to us?
No, Rayla. I never said that. I said the environment would now sustain human life, but we must be prepared for anything.
Like what?
We'll have to see when we see, won't we?
So, G-10 has finally begun reviving his charges. Wonderful. Playthings for my warriors.
In the year 2115, the Earth went mad. Volcanic eruptions, tidal waves, massive pockets of radiation erupted on the surface. Many children were placed in 10 biodomes to wait out the cataclysm until the day that humans could reclaim the Earth. But what awaits them and their guardian guides? Did anyone or anything survive from the old times? How will they live? This is our story. This is the story of Generation 1.
Featuring the voice talents of Chris Snyder as Aaron, Kara Dennison as Rayla, Eric Busby as Doc, and Mark Kalita as G3. Also starring John Lipsey as Ace and Shire Smith as Diane.
And as you can see, we have enough rations here to last this colony for at least 2 years.
Okay, so what if Rayla and I decide that we don't want to awaken the other sleepers? How long do we have then?
Aaron! What a terrible thing to say. Doc, ignore that question, please. Aaron's simply being selfish.
Actually, Rayla...
Ray, please.
Okay, Ray. I wasn't being selfish. I was asking based on the possibility that the Guardian might be wrong about the viability of the Earth at this point.
I resent the assumption that I'm inferior, Aaron.
It wasn't meant that way, Doc. I'm just trying to look at all potential possibilities, that's all.
Apology accepted. Now, in answer to your inquiry, Aaron...
Doc! I don't want to continue this line of discussion. We're reviving the others, and that's that.
I would never have suggested anything to the contrary.
So, Ray, when is the next sleeper due to grace us with their presence? And, oh yeah, who will it be?
I can give you that information, Aaron. The next sleeper programmed is Ace DeWitt, your senior technical advisor.
Ace DeWitt. That name seems so familiar. I can't seem to recall.
So then you want me to ratify this list based on a new criteria?
I believe, First Minister, that the criteria that G-10 has set down are far too liberal to ensure the viability of any future colony.
Well, then I would need to see the suggested listing. These don't seem too radical a change from what G-10 suggested. Wait, I don't see Ace DeWitt's name on this list.
Well, First Minister, you must admit that as First Minister, your son will have his work cut out for him, what with creating a new society and all.
Yes, and he will need the most qualified people around him. Ace's father was of invaluable help to this administration until...
Until his treasonous actions came to light. First Minister, surely you can see that this... This commodious behavior tied with his son's test results.
That will be enough. I will not have that topic brought up in my presence.
Of course, First Minister. But you know you have detractors who will...
Ace DeWitt is the son of your father's formal technical supervisor. He assisted in the dismantling of the defense perimeters around the city after the last Great War.
And he tested as being tech-aware?
He's been being trained since the beginning of stasis to replace his father in your cabinet.
Wait. It seems to me that I remember something being mentioned when I was younger. It seems to me that Ace's father was accused of treason.
There is some
Doc, what's the matter?
I don't know, Aaron. It seems that if I try to access the records of...
Doc! Disengage search mode. Classify non-accessible for now.
Confirmed. I'm sorry, Aaron. There appears to be an inhibitor in my systems. I will seek Ace's assistance in purging it.
Does this in any way pose a problem with his revival or his value to the colony, Doc?
None whatsoever.
Then please proceed.
Confirmed.
And from your vantage point, what can you see?
We see many things I would scarcely have believed repeatable.
Such as?
The dome is as intact as ours. I mean, yours, Lord Guardian. And the countryside we have traveled through is filled with edibles not available from your garden.
They are most likely poison. Avoid them at all cost.
My lord, these... What are these things called? Oh yes, scanners indicate that they are fresh and safe for our consumption.
I told you those scanners were programmed for humans, not you. Foods that are acceptable to weakling humans could have a devastating effect on your metabolism.
Yes, Lord Guardian. We will report more as we gain more information. Garan out. Are you as stupid as you seem?
What do you mean?
Questioning our lord like that. He is powerful, remember. He could strike you dead as you stand.
But I ask only so that I can learn. Why is that so wrong?
Stupid boy.
Estimated time until revival of subject Ace DeWitt is 6 hours and 23 minutes.
Thank you, Doc.
Do you think Ace will retain his memories, unlike us?
I'm doing all that I can to ensure that his memories will be intact as possible.
Doc, is there anything you can do to help restore our memories? I mean the ones we lost in cryo.
I've been devoting a great deal of hours to that very questionnaire. Closest I've been able to come to a treatment where cure was an old wives' tale about sleeping on a stone from a certain place in old Ireland. Not really something that I would enthusiastically recommend.
Irish folk medicine. Doc, you're an amazing... intellect.
You almost called Doc a man, didn't you? It's okay, I think of him as human too.
I'd be flattered if my emotional algorithms would allow it. But my memory remembers flattery, and I appreciate the sentiment.
You really are more human than machine, Doc. I think I saw your display panel turn a slightly pink color.
I assure you that I did no such thing, Aaron. I would hasten to remind you that although I do have an understanding of emotion, I am programmed to simulate human emotions. I do experience some emotional states quite closely. However, I do not blush.
Of course you don't, Doc. That was just Aaron's sense of humor.
Okay, back to the business at hand. Ace is our tech maven. We need him along with you, and we need to choose a medic to help with revivals when we go full forward.
If I may, there are 3 candidates for medical officer trained. 2 are male, 1 is female.
Well, I, for one, would like to have another girl about the place.
Of course you would. Personally, I don't care either way as long as they're trained, Doc.
But why continue circling this dome? We've scanned it from every conceivable angle and direction.
Because Lord Guardian requires it.
But this continual travel in a circle seems to make no strategic sense, Garen. I do not doubt the wisdom of the Guardian. I just wonder about its application.
That is forgivable. I expect you to think for yourself. However, have you in all this time monitored any humans within that dome?
Actually, no. It has seemed to be devoid of humans entirely. Although, I have detected what bodies or perhaps edibles are contained within.
Now that is why I wanted you along. Without thinking, you have provided me with information that the Guardian will want. Lord Guardian?
Go ahead, Garen.
We have detected significant amounts of biomass within the dome. What are your orders?
Continue your scans on the Theta Band. Make certain that each scan consists of at least 10 complete passes of the dome's exterior, and then report your findings to me. Out.
So, my warriors have found something in Dome 10. I wonder how many of G10's humans survived.
Aaron, Ace will be fully revived in 6 hours. You should get some sleep.
But we still need a medic as well, Doc. Who can we bring out soonest?
I would recommend Diane Rilly. She is a talented healer, a trained medic, and would provide Rayla with the desired female companionship she wants.
Okay, Doc. Revive Diane. That'll be good. Maybe Rayla will be in a better mood now. I have to admit, Doc, I don't understand Rayla sometimes.
In what way, Aaron?
She's pretty emotional. She gets annoyed with me really easy, and sometimes scares me to think what she's thinking.
Not surprising, Aaron. Believe it or not, your ancestors spent a great deal of time and thought on that very situation.
Okay, so why was it so important to have another girl around anyway?
You really don't understand the way women think, do you, Aaron?
No. Do you?
No.
So as you can see, we really need your help.
Well, from what you're telling me, this shouldn't be a major problem, boss.
Just Aaron, please.
Okay. Aaron. I can start right away.
Well, you can stop long enough to have some breakfast. Any questions?
Yeah. Where are my clothes?
So, there are humans in Dome 10. Wonderful. Now I have my control group to help prove my theories.
Well, now what are we supposed to do? We know that there are humans. So what? Humans are weak creatures, according to you. Worthless as slaves.
That is not for you to worry about, Garen. Simply complete your instructions without further commentary, or you will suffer my ire when you return.
Very well, Lord Guardian. Your orders will be adhered to. This is ridiculous. He knows we are the chosen race. Humans outlived their welcome many, many cycles ago, and Mother Earth kicked them out. Or at least, that is what Lord Guardian told me.
Well, I've never wanted to trust him all that much. He makes me nervous, nothing but a disembodied voice. Don't know how you can obey nothing but a voice.
Did you forget the punishment you received before we left?
No. However, I do become uncomfortable at times.
Well, see to it that your discomfort remains temporary and not permanent. We have a mission to complete for Lord Guardian.
Doc, has Ace begun investigating the problem that caused you to have that retrieval error?
Not yet, Rayla. It's been working on verifying the environmental suits.
I see. Okay. I was just curious.
Rayla, I appreciate your concern, but I feel certain that this was nothing more than a random power fluctuation.
But yesterday you said you thought you had an inhibitor in your system.
Did I? I think I must have misspoken then.
Really? That doesn't seem like a possibility to me. Are you sure you're all right, Doc?
I assure you, Rayla. I fine.
Right. That's it. Doc, I want you to put all further revivification on hold and put yourself in a stage one diagnostic mode. We need to see what's causing those seizures.
Seizures? Those are human failings. I assure you, Rayla, that I am not human in composition. I am incapable of manifesting such behaviors.
Then you explain to me what these moments of incongruous behavior are.
Simply that, Rayla. Nothing more.
Well, I still want you in diagnostic mode until I have Ace properly do a system-by-system check on all of your processors. I would do it myself, but he's the tech. I'm an Earth scientist.
Confirmed. Diagnostic mode initiated.
Rayla to Aaron. Doc will be offline for a while. He had another seizure.
Oh no. Okay, I'll get Ace on it ASAP. Thanks, Ray. Good thinking. Aaron out.
So, my old friend, you're not feeling all that well. I wonder why.
And the stage one diagnostic showed that Doc doesn't have an inhibitor circuit in his system. There are, however, several files on his primary file server that I cannot account for.
Like what, Ace?
Well, that's the problem. I'm not sure what they are. I tried to open them to check the way they were written, try to see if I could get an idea of their function from syntax and context, but no. It was as if the files were aware that I was trying to read them, and in the process of loading, they rewrote themselves. One even came up as a sex-on-demand program.
If this wasn't such a serious matter, that might be funny.
Agreed. Especially since Doc controls all the food synthesizers in the dome. If Doc goes down, then we'll have no choice but to go native, as it were.
It's a good thing in our initial recon we found some edible vegetation outside the dome.
That's not the worst part, Rayla. Doc controls every aspect of this dome, from food synthesizers to stasis chambers. There are still 82 kids in those pods. If Doc were to shut down, or because of these programs cut power to stasis...
Okay, I get the picture. Is there any possibility that we could take control from Doc of at least some of the more critical functions, like the stasis pods and the food synthesizers?
I hadn't looked into that yet. I'm not sure, though. These are highly sophisticated systems. I'm good. I'm just not sure I'm that good.
I therefore charge Artan DeWitt with treason against the people of this dome.
Well spoken, Minister. While we Guardians are not allowed to vote on human law, I concur with the recommendations of the Minister that Artan DeWitt be charged with treason for the dismantling of the defense shields after the war. Also, based on the results of testing, I further recommend that his child be sent to the camps.
Guardian 3, I have ordered that those abominations are to be decommissioned and destroyed. Follow that order.
But why, First Minister?
First Minister, may I speak?
Of course, Minister. Please.
Your actions on behalf of those people are to be lauded as humanitarian and kind, First Minister. However, they are a drain on the population maintenance resources. They provide no new offspring to...
Minister, I realize that we have many areas of disagreement in this council, but I will not tolerate any further discussion on this topic. Those camps will be closed, razed to the ground, and the internees will be freed with a formal apology from this government. That is final!
Garen, respond immediately.
Yes, Lord Guardian.
I have been signaling you for over 10 spans now. Why have you not responded?
Apologies, Lord Guardian. These machines you call vehicles make so much noise that I was unable to hear you for many spans.
Well, what is your status? Have you completed the scans that I required?
If I understood your instructions, yes. I am about to
transfer, you blistering idiot. Transfer the data to me.
Yes, Lord Guardian.
You are a fool, Garen. Lord Guardian will find you unworthy based on your actions, and I will be elevated to the leadership of our clans.
Such will be the fate of the humans in Dome 10.
Ace, any joy?
Sorry, Aaron. I have managed to isolate most of the randomizing programs in Doc's file server, but there seems to be an energy source coming from outside the dome.
An energy source?
Yes. Like a signal.
But Doc said that he had no communications with the other Guardians. What's going on?
Aaron, I believe that we are being infiltrated.
You have been listening to Generation 1, Episode 2, Conflict, written by Mark Brzee. Featuring Eric Busby as Doc, Chris Snyder as Aaron, Kara Dennison as Rayla, Mark Brzee as the First Minister, Jim Barber as Minister 2, Mark Kalita as G3, Morgan Jeffrey as Garon, Liam Irvin as Kalar, and John Lipsey as Ace. The series is directed and produced by Mark Brzee. Co-production and post-production by Chris Snyder. The executive producer for Darker Projects is Eric Busby. This has been a Darker Projects production.